because I profoundly believe that something has gone wrong with us. Something is troubling the human spirit, and we're coming to grips with it right now in the 21st century in a way that's very striking and very difficult and very harsh. And I think these kinds of experiences, and there are all these other experiences in the book, reveal what has changed us in some elemental way. So there are 12 chapters. I'm working on the 11th chapter, which I'll finish soon. But as I'm doing it, I'm researching the 12th chapter, the last chapter, which is about death, obviously, because the word sublime comes from the Latin, and it means sublimen. And limen is a threshold. It's like the threshold of a door. So the sublime is moving up to the threshold of a door and peering through to the other side. And to me, it's always meant death. Like you're coming close to that door that is death, and you're peering through the other side. You can never see what's on the other side, but you're peering through it. And so the chapter I'm working on death, I've covered this before in Laws of Human Nature. That was the last chapter in there, which I wrote 2 months before, I finished 2 months before my stroke, about dealing with our mortality. But this is different because I'm doing research on near-death experiences. I had a kind of a quasi-near-death experience. I was in a coma. I had some very strange sensations that are akin to what people have in a near-death experience, but not nearly as strong. I can't say it was, because having read a lot about it, I realized I didn't see tunnels, I didn't see bright lights, I didn't have a life review. I had a few very strange sensations, one slightly out-of-body type sensation. Anyway, near-death experiences is what I'm mostly focusing on here, because it's the act of dying, what happens to you as the brain shuts down, that interests me, because it shows how the brain normally functions to kind of create an illusion. The brain is an illusion factory, which one neuroscientist said. It creates a version of reality. And as oxygen is deprived of the brain, as breathing starts slowing down and we're losing consciousness, that filtering mechanism of the brain is shutting down as well. And people report the strangest, most wondrous things. I'm reading a book now that I recommend. I think I have it on my list for last week's recommended books, called After. It's not a perfect book, but it's actually very interesting, about near-death experiences. And what happens is people are transformed for the good. Occasionally it causes them suffering as they come back to life. But the experience is ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic. They feel one with the universe. They feel some incredible presence out there. They feel filled with this boundless love that's taking over their bodies. It's an incredible experience. And they don't want to come back. That's where some people suffer. Or when they do come back, it's with this heightened appreciation, and they become much more empathetic. So I'm focusing on that because it tells me something. You're not going to probably have a near-death experience, but it tells us about what our normal consciousness is like, and what has gone wrong with us as humans. Because I profoundly believe that something has gone wrong with us. Something is troubling the human spirit, and we're coming to grips with it right now in the 21st century in a way that's very striking and very difficult and very harsh. And I think these kinds of experiences, and there are all these other experiences in the book, reveal what has changed us in some elemental way. Because when you're facing a near-death experience, suddenly everything is intensified, right? I'll just tell you one thing. There was a metaphor that one woman had that I thought was really beautiful about her experience. She said, normal life is like being in this enormous warehouse in which you have a flashlight. And with that flashlight, you can see one thing, and then it changes and you see another thing. And it kind of, the beam is focused on one thing at a time. And you kind of can see a few things going on in the warehouse. That's what our normal consciousness is like. A near-death experience is all the lights in the warehouse are on. You see everything at once. You see the whole thing. You see everything that's inside of them. You see colors that you had never imagined before because you only had your flashlight. You see objects and shapes you had never imagined before because you only have your single flashlight. You see the world as it is, as opposed to how our brain filters it. So that's what fascinates me, and that's what the final chapter on the book will be.